Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, in Zambia. Today's readings are about being protected by the Lord and being loyal to God in our lives. And the Gospel, I will read and quote chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel, verse 33. And it says, "But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father in heaven." God knows the secrets of our hearts in a kind and fatherly way. I have sinned many times, but God loves me still. He is ever ready to help me and pull me out of the pit of my sin and fear, which is another form of sin, and foolishness, foolish activities. But we cannot help the one who chooses deliberately to deny him. Do we deny him? Yes, when we deliberately choose to sin. Like when we deliberately choose hate over forgiveness. When we say we can't forgive. When we plan and deliberately do something wrong, like stealing or committing murder. It's really hard, though, to commit a serious sin, because you have to have full knowledge and clear intent. But when we deliberately decide not to go back to God, when we resist God, like St. Augustine, and I quote him, "Late have I loved thee." But the one way to avoid sin, and that is what we pray to do when we say in the Our Father, "Lead us not into temptation." We can avoid sin when we decide to put ourselves in the way of God. And I mean by that is to have God in the foremost intentions in our lives, to have God in a supreme and first place, first preference in our lives. We can't expect to avoid sin if we are in the company of sinners, for instance. And that is something we may just drift into. Through bad company, through reading and viewing material on movies and reading in books, things and materials that will harm our relationships with God and others and even ourselves. So we have to cultivate a sacred space within ourselves to be avoiding sin. Decide to be good. Strive to be holy. Want it, love it, and make it our desire. Forming good habits also is another way of putting it. In our daily structure, it is to do certain things like getting up, washing, eating, and going to work. And the whole day, for most of us, is about habit forming. And we usually like to follow the pattern or habits of our daily routine. And somehow we need to put God in there somewhere. St. Paul says to pray constantly. And that means our general orientation of every day is centered on God. And even if the routine is broken when we miss it, we seem to be confused and lost. That's good. And that can happen easily. You can go on a holiday. You can be sick. Something will break the routine and you stop the habit that you were used to or the routine that you had. Yet we may not become slaves to a habit, and blind habit is not any good either, unless it is deliberate and meaningful. So now, here are some ideas that may help us to form good habits and to become in the way of the Lord so that we don't deny Him. Pray throughout your day. Pray about a variety of things that may be in your heart. Pray continuously throughout the day, not just before meals and before you go to sleep. Read the Bible. A great way to implement your faith is to know what you believe. And we find that in the Bible. Reading your Bible is a great way to hear from God and to know how to live a more faith-filled life. Read a devotional prayer. As we have many prayer books, and indeed many of us know many prayers from our catechism days. And of course there is so much on the internet today, we can find prayers there and even inspirational thoughts for the day and inspirational religious people who give us great insights into what the Bible is all about, what our faith is about, and what Christian living is about. Prayer is not always a lengthy thing, but a sigh, in gratitude maybe, or in desperation, and always directed to God or a saint. Pray as you are, not as you ought to be. Listen to positive and encouraging music. Music can really bring us into the realm of prayer. So sometimes, and most of the time, it's good to allow music be part of your daily routine. Good music, good encouraging and uplifting music. Music that touches you in your heart. Continue to be involved in your church, singing in the choir, helping to clean the church and its surroundings, charitable organizations within the church, helping at the children's church services, and so many more activities. Get involved. Make friends with people who share your values and reach out to people who don't. Be with people who are of the same mind. Not that you're afraid to be challenged, but it is good to have company which is compatible with your values and your religious convictions. Give yourself 15 minutes of time alone. Don't forget to take out time of your day to enjoy God's creation, to enjoy life. Take a walk, read a book outside, go for a run. Just walk outside and breathe in the air, God-given air. Take notes every day. Jot down your thoughts in a journal. Take note of great sayings that you hear and have touched you, which inspire you or make you laugh even as well. You know, there's no harm in taking note of those things. In these ways, you will never deny God, as is written in today's gospel. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. May God protect us that we may cultivate a closeness and a familiarity with the good Lord. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, signing off now and wishing you a happy and a peaceful Sunday.